wrapped around your soul with no control.
Another interesting one is the match expression. So if you are somebody who uses the switch case, you know, blocks a lot, then you will find this life as a lifesaver. Because what the switch case statement helps you to do is to check for the different values a particular object or variable can have and run specific blocks of code to them. But those values must have the same properties. For instance, they must be of the same type. You can't have multiple checks at the same time and all of that. So what match helps you do is you get to check different values, different options, irrespective of whether they are similar or not, or have the same properties, and you get to use this to achieve a similar thing you would have using a switch statement. So this can really go a long way to help you avoid having if-else statements within switch blocks. Because sometimes you want to write a switch block, and within a case statement, you need to check if the value you are checking is of a particular type or of a particular, you know, whatever property. So a case, the match expression would strongly help you avoid that. So this is useful in a lot of ways, but it all depends on you and your style of programming. As we said, it is a syntactic sugar, and it will really make your code more intentional. I really love PHP 8 because that is what I feel it strives to do, make you actually write things the way they are meant to be. So, yeah.
Well, again, this is another aspect of the language that you can change your programming habits, switch from this style to this style. It's up to you. Although this number of lines seem to be longer, they have lots of empty spaces and lines that could be combined into a single one. It's a difference more in style than in time that you need to type to the code. You know, what looks smaller here is not that different here. It's just it is spread out to many more lines. Anyway, it's a new feature. It's optional. You use it if you like it. If you don't see the advantage in using it, it's up to you. Usually, new features are better in using newer projects, because new projects start with new code, and new code will be the code that will be used to in the new projects, and you probably need to implement new tests that test the new code that use the new style. So it's a lot of new things, and as I've been commenting with Samuel before, the first time that you try to do something new, there is a great chance of making mistakes. You are human like ourselves. We are born to make mistakes. But it's acceptable to do a mistake once, maybe twice, but then
definitely
you need to
not
fix yourself.
It's not a guy mistake, it's not an habit if it happens a third time.
And a mistake is not really something that is wasted, because you can always learn from your mistakes. What may be a waste is that you insist on the same mistake forever. So it's up to you to evolve and adapt. Also, a word of advice, if I may, if you allow me. People are insisting, oh, you need to move on to the new versions. You are set in the past because you still use the old versions. Sometimes it's not under the control of the programmer. It's more in the control of the company that hires the programmer. They are the ones to decide if they switch to a newer version of PHP or not. And sometimes they do not decide to move on because the work that needs to be performed to do the migration is a lot of work, and that work costs money. So sometimes they are saving money by not upgrading. When they avoid upgrading, it's because their budget is limited. So you need to be tolerant and do not push people to always upgrade. That's why that I suggest that you use new things on newer versions. Older versions, let's leave them stable, working. Unless there are some backwards incompatible change that makes that old code stop working. And do not bother to insist in your preferred style. Just try to persuade people that this style is better because there are disadvantages. But if other people disagree, it's okay. That happens every time in your life. And we are practically ending this podcast. And it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lightly Equipped PHP podcast on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work. A work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the PHP Casa site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show
the best choice to live you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. This is actually, there was an improvement like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And this is the PHP Casa logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work, say that cost a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design of Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I think many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that has we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us. and hopefully we can have, provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature of PHP 8.8, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have PHP has been implementing. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now is not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8. And I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?